This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The budget session of Parliament began today. On the first day of the session, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2023-24 in the Lok Sabha. The Economic Survey has projected a real gross domestic product GDP growth of 6.5 to 7% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. Addressing a press conference, Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India, Dr. V. Ananta Nageshwaran said, "There is a momentum of growth in the economy." He said the agriculture sector has registered an average annual growth rate of 4.18% over the last 5 years. The Chief Economic Advisor, Dr. Nageshwaran said, "Indian economy needs to generate nearly 78.5 lakh jobs annually in the non-farm sector until 2030 to cater to the rising workforce." On the inflation front, the Reserve Bank of India expects headline inflation to be 4.5% in financial year 2025 and 4.1% in 2026. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 tomorrow. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in his third term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey of the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Addressing the media outside Parliament today, Mr. Modi said that people have given the verdict in the recent Lok Sabha polls and now all political parties must come together for the country for the next 5 years. The government today said there is no proposal under consideration for restoration of the old pension scheme in respect of central government employees. In response to a question asked by Congress MP Pranati Sushil Kumar Shinde in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said the Pradhan Mantri Shram Yogi Mandhan Pension Scheme was launched in 2019 to provide old age security with a monthly pension of 3,000 rupees after attaining the age of 60 years. The government today said that the unemployment rate in the country has been showing a declining trend over the recent years. In a written reply, the Lok Sabha Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karanlaje, said that as per the latest available annual periodic labour force survey, reports the estimated unemployment rate for persons of age 15 years and above was 4.2% in 2020-21, 4.1% in 2021-22, and 3.2% during 2022-23. More than 2 crore 28 lakh artisans have been enrolled under PM Vishwakarma scheme so far. Of this, over 13 lakh 94,000 beneficiaries have been successfully registered with 5 lakh 42,222 women. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chaudhary, stated this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on India's preparedness for the upcoming Olympic Games. Initiating the discussion with the House, Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal of the BJP said that Narendra Modi government has taken several steps for the promotion of sports in the country. Participating in the discussion, Dipender Singh Hooda of the Congress stressed on the need for putting in place a policy for identifying the talents of sportspersons, supporting them and securing their future. The discussion is underway. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day. Now the House will assemble tomorrow, 1 hour after the conclusion of the presentation of the General Budget in the Lok Sabha. Sacred month of Sawan, also known as Shravan, which is considered one of the holiest months in the Hindu calendar and is dedicated to Lord Shiva, commence from today. In the holy month, devotees observe fasting on Mondays, known as Sawan Somvar, to seek blessings and fulfill the wishes. Meanwhile, the annual Kanwar Yatra for Shravan month also began today. The Supreme Court has put a stay on the directions issued by the Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand governments asking the shop owners to display names on Kanwar Yatra route. In Asia Cup, Women's T20 cricket host Sri Lanka defeated Malaysia by 144 runs in Group B match in Dambulla. And that is the end of this news bulletin.